the plot for the Netflix 8-episode Last Chance You docuseries. It's pretty simple. Highly gifted, but highly troubled young basketball players trying to reach the next level for a shot at the big time. But it turned out to be so much more as viewers got to know these young men as real people with real hurts, along with real hopes and dreams. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online at WWIB.com for all the info you need to give and support the program. And you can hear the show as a podcast and download it right there at WWIB.com. East Los Angeles College Huskies head coach John Mosley, one of the series' prime subjects, is a man of deep faith. And he doesn't just wear that faith on his sleeve. His walk with Jesus is genuine and authentic, as we have come to know him. So, John, in walking through the interview with you here and watching the series, it just seems to me, my observation is that God kind of built you for this kind of thing, not just a coach, but to be part of this type of docuseries to help these young men and have a chance to share your faith, huh?
Yeah. You know what, man? There's so much training, so much, and I'm thinking, hey, the ministry is just right here. Finally, I figured out what I'm supposed to do. Okay, let's just go and minister to these young men every day. Let me minister to my children. I'll tell you, okay, this is the first time that I've shared this. I think I've shared this, but the first time that I share this on this big of a stage. You know, I've shared it to a friend or so. But I'll tell you this, okay, we've had success, and you sometimes you better ask, you better watch what you ask God for, right? You need to watch it, because I literally, you know, it was like 5 years, coach of the year, we're winning games. You know, the only thing I have to do is maybe win a state championship. And things are becoming relatively normal with having success, with winning games, and, you know, the church and family. Like I said, everything was perfect. And then I think after the final season, even though we lost in the playoffs the year previous to Last Chance U coming, I was like, okay, there's really nothing else to do but to win a state championship. And I feel like, hey, if I coach another 15 or 20 years, I'll win one. I believe I will. So that really wasn't the driving force. It was really seeing these young men off and moving forward. And you know what? That was happening at a rapid pace. I mean, guys were moving on. Every year, everybody's graduating, moving on. And I'm like, Lord, what else is there to do? Literally, I said, Lord, you need to really watch what you ask and you really pray for and be prepared. And I said, Lord, I need something. I really prayed. I said, Lord, I need you to give me something, because I don't want to get in this place of complacency. And literally 2 months later, they call me. And I didn't think that was it. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. But literally, that's what it was. And I think then all of a sudden that small voice came back and said, well, wait a minute. You ask for this challenge. You ask for something to move you, to hold you accountable. So now there's a new level of accountability, because – you know, there's accountability to represent God and to do whatever he called me to do with this show. And I'm like, okay, wow, I didn't expect this. And then I have shared this, that I think a few weeks before we start this filming, and also a few weeks before the show actually came out, when they said, hey, John, the show's going to come out in a month, I literally, those two times, no one's around, I'm in my bed shivering. And when God calls you to do something, it's kind of like I can remember some of these, that minister that God called to do some of these worldwide movement things, you know, those in the Bible, how they just had a moment where it was weird. Mm-hmm. And I was in my bed shivering, and I'm like, Lord, what did you have me do? Why are you having me do this? My life was perfect. They're going to expose me. I'm going to, like, you know, pick my nose, and then the world is going to destroy me with all these memes and this. And so I literally was shaking in my boots. I was sweating in the bed when you know, eventually I got over it and the Lord would give me peace about it. But I literally on two occasions was like, what am I doing? Why did I agree to this? What the heck am I doing, man? Like, is this because of my pride? I want to do it so I can be on TV or whatever. And then I was just like, Lord, why did I do it? And then he would, you know, have to bring me back and I would have this peace. And, you know, it worked out. And now I'm getting an outpouring of encouragement, saying, hey, there was a ministry, you touched a lot of lives. And I'm like, really? You know, you just kind of live how I live every day, you know?
Yeah, that is authentic Christianity. You can see that. You are real. And God opened up some chances for you to share your faith, not just with your players, but with everybody watching Last Chance U. Head coach John Mosley of that Netflix docuseries and the head man out at East Los Angeles College, big JUCO program out there. Thanks for taking all this time for the show and opening up about your faith and the series and talk about the incredible journey that you've been on. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.